Welcome everybody to Shin number 1328, and the writing is Shin number 48480. Okay, so we are basically finishing off the halachas of, when to say another breath, when to say another bracha, when not to. So the subject of knowing when one does not, when one does not have to make another bracha in conjunction with the previous shiurim, which we've been talking about, is an extremely important thing to keep in mind. This is due to the fact that knowing these halachas well will prevent a person from making unnecessary brachas. In other words, a bracha sheina tzricha and so on. It's a very important thing that this prevents us. A person makes a bracha when they don't have to. It's either a bracha lavatala or a bracha sheina tzricha. Okay, but be it as it may, we have yet one more way, another way, whereby if one made a bracha on an item, even though they did not have in mind the other item, with the same bracha, it would still cover that item. So that's the concept of rogo bekach, which again we've spoken about in the past, but this is part of our review, part of our chazara. Something which one usually does, this is what I do all the time. So for example, if one usually drinks coffee, and then they eat some chocolate, or they do it the other way, they eat some chocolate. Let's say every time I sit down to eat chocolate, let's say 2 PM, I have a little snack, I eat a little chocolate, then I take a coffee. This is what I do every day. So if one usually does it like this, either they drink the coffee or they take the chocolate, right, and they make the shahakal, and automatically every day I'll take the other one. Let's say I take the chocolate, and then I go ahead and take the coffee. That's how I do it. So this is something that we call rogo bekach. It's the usual way that I do this every day. So therefore, even though I made a shahakal on the chocolate, right, and I did not have in mind the coffee, but since it's something that automatically I do every day the same way, it'll automatically cover the coffee. I know I have it by myself in the morning. I whatever the case is, the stuff I eat is all has to be shahakal, certain diet, whatever the case is. But I make the bracha on the coffee. I make the bracha on the coffee. I try and have in mind, but sometimes I don't have in mind everything I'll be eating, which is all shahakal. But it automatically covers. I do the same thing every day. Eat the same thing every day. So I've been doing it for day after day after day. So be it as it may. This covers the other items. To give another example, what we call rogo bekach, mazon, for example, like the bracha mazonis, this applies to all the brachas, by the way, whether it's ha'eitz or adama. So somebody, let's say, eats I always sit down for my snack, for example, right? I eat a few cookies, and right afterwards, I'll take some pretzels. Right, so they're both mazonos, and this is what I do every day. I eat these cookies, and then I go ahead and take the pretzels, and this is what I do, my afternoon snack, 2:00, right, just giving you an example. So therefore, then when I make the mazonos, so it's always best, let's keep in mind, it's always best to have in mind the other items. So I make the mazonos, and have in mind the pretzels, right? I make the shahakal on the chocolate, always have in mind the coffee. But let's say, whatever reason I didn't, but since it's something that I do every day, it's what we call rogo bekach, the usual way, so then the mazonos on the cookies will automatically cover the pretzels, even though one did not have them in mind. So again, like we said, the same thing would apply to other brachas too. If I eat, I always eat an apple, right, and make eight, and right after that I take an orange, and this is part of my snack during the day. So then automatically that would cover the orange too. Again, you want to try and have a minor initially, but in case not, it would automatically cover the orange, or, same thing for Adama and so on. Okay, so the fact that it's done automatically, gives us a sort of, if you want to call it, automatic kavana on the other food. So all these things that we've been talking about is, the various different ways is ways that automatically the other food is covered. But we do want to keep in mind, bottom line is the most important thing is to always try and have in mind the other foods that we will be eating. But in case not, these are some of the various different ways which we've been going through the various different shiurim the last few days of when would not be a problem and it would also cover the other food. Thank you for listening. Aslachem Brocha Kol Tov.